Introducing Tools for Living Your Fullest Life. This is Life's Toolbox with Kenny Brixey on Empower Radio. Now, here's your host, Kenny Brixey.
Welcome to Life's Toolbox, where each week we present tools that will assist you in opening awareness to your own incredible truth and empower your journey to authentic living. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. This is a really special day for me and Life's Toolbox. Today marks our 6th anniversary on Empower Radio. It has been a wonderful journey so far, and I know I have learned so much for myself as I put these shows together for you. Whether this is your first time joining us or you've been a longtime listener, thank you for being a part of this amazing experience. So our tool for today is move forward with positivity. After all, forward is the only direction possible. Now, I think it's safe to say that we all want to move forward in our lives. We want to move forward to better things, better experiences, better circumstances. We want to move forward in our relationships where love is expanded and our interaction with others is more meaningful, whether that be with a significant other or our friends. We want to move forward in our finances, our fun, our experience of life itself. Really, there's no part of our lives we do not wish to move forward for most of us, as long as that forward movement is positive. Now, what I want you to know is this. You can move forward with positive energy toward anything you desire. No matter how impossible it may seem, it is actually possible. You can create the life experience that you desire. Today, we'll talk about some of the ways that we get caught up in those negative spirals that hold us back and then how to move forward with positive energy instead. We each have areas of our lives that we know we can shift from negative to positive. We know we can change a relationship when we simply seek the positive and release the negative. We know we can go out and find a new job when we're unhappy with our current one. We know we can change the channel on TV and tune into different shows when the one that we are watching saddens us or brings us down. Awareness and willingness to make a change are all that is needed. However, there are some areas we desire to move positively forward that may not seem to be obtainable by our personal actions, or we may feel our actions don't make a difference. Sometimes it seems that if we fight hard enough, something will change. Sometimes we think that if we just sit around and wait, something will change. But as long as we're fighting, we are resisting. As long as we're waiting, we're resisting. Today, I'm going to speak to one of the most evident examples available, and that's the political scene. Now, I'm not going to get political here, so don't worry about that. I'm just going to use our reactions and behaviors to what is happening in the political world as an example, and then we're going to get into some more details about how you can change things here in a little bit. Remember, though, the political world is not the only place that we feel helpless or that our actions do not seem to make a difference. We find this in work scenarios, religious experiences, and many other places as well. I'm sure you've all seen the fighting and bickering and blaming and the name calling and the insults and on and on and on that's going on these days towards our government, our representatives, and towards those people who support one side of the aisle or the other. It has become a social media pastime. We have been encouraged by the mainstream media to attack the party on the other side of the aisle and focus on all that they are doing wrong now or have done in the past. It has become a dark game of catch. One side will do something, the other side will attack the party and the person that made the error or the seeming error, I should say. And then the other party attacks back, and then it just goes back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. These attacks soon become attacks on the person posting the original statement, and that too becomes a back and forth scenario. We condemn those opposed to our position by pulling out past actions as proof that they are not worthy, they are not intelligent, or they are less than our own political preference. You know, I have many friends on both sides of the aisles, both sides of this political divide, and I have to be honest, most of them are guilty of this onslaught of fighting and bashing, name-calling, blaming, and complaining. Republicans attack Democrats and Democrats attack Republicans. It is very easy to get caught up in this. I know because I am tempted on many occasions to speak to something that I see. We often want to play along, and sometimes we even get drug into it without even realizing that we're doing it. We must remember this. You know, if you find yourself being drawn into one of these scenarios, remember this. What a person says about someone else, or in this case, the political system, says more about the person saying it than it does about the person or the political situation that they're referring to. What we say about someone else says more about us than it does the other person. We've got to remember that. Now, since moving forward is the only way we can move, we feel present and future with the energy that we express. So if we express in this negative action, it leads only to a deeper divide between us. It creates a higher mountain to overcome, and we move further and further away from the possibility of solutions that will cure the problems we find in our focus. This action will only succeed in fostering deeper and stronger hate and blame and negativity. We will never create the government, the country, or the life we desire by continuing along this path. Now, I know not all of you are participating in this out loud. Most of us, though, if we are reading these posts, we are forming thoughts. We're creating energy in one way or the other, and we need to tune into that, and we're going to talk more about that here in a little bit. If we want a better government, country, or ultimately life than we have in this moment, we must move forward with new energy, new actions, new beliefs, new cooperation. So let's talk a minute about digging up things from the past, because that's a lot of what's going on today is that, digging things up out of the past. Again, I'm going to use the government scenario, but understand that many of us do this in several areas in our lives, one of the most common being relationships. So looking back at past actions by either party to justify doing or not doing something will never work. Looking back will never lead to positive movement unless we adopt a new mantra. And that mantra is this: that was then, this is now. We must see the lessons we can learn from those past actions and then move forward. We must see the strengths and the benefits that arose from those actions and then move forward. If we can't see any strengths and benefits in those actions, we must look to what we learned from those actions, and then we can move forward. We must see those past actions and ask, how can we do this differently, better, in a way that serves the common good? Throwing those past actions out as reasons not to do something or reasons to do something keeps us in the past, keeps us in what many people might think is or might feel is a negative place. We cannot look back at the past and expect it to change anything in the future unless we ourselves on a personal level rise up beyond that situation. This government and our country will never deliver the results we so desperately want until the actions by our politicians and all who support them become actions that empower the people of these United States and the world. To move forward, we must seek understanding of the reasons we want what we want. Let's use the wall that President Trump wants to build as an example. Those who support him want the wall built. Those who oppose him do not want the wall built. That's pretty self-explanatory. I think we all understand that. For those who support the wall, though, they may see more benefit than just a wall being put up. The wall for them may suggest security and safety. If you're in that belief, ask yourself, and without judgment, just as everything else we talk about here on Life's Toolbox, no judgment allowed, ask yourself, will this wall truly bring me security and safety? And whatever you answer is perfectly fine. If that's what you believe, it's perfectly fine. So will it bring me security and safety? If security and safety is what you're looking for, ask yourself, are there other ways security and safety can be found? Get clear on what security and safety really mean to you. What can you do within yourself, your homes, your community that will allow you to feel safe and secure? This is where we've got to start if that's what you want. You've got to start at how you can do it for yourself, in your own home, in your own community, and then we can build, and then we can grow, and then we can expand. Now, for those of you who oppose the wall, what are your reasons for opposing it? Does the wall represent an attack on your freedom? Ask yourself, will the wall actually restrict my freedom? What can you do on a personal level, in your own home, in your community, to allow you to feel freer? If your opposition to the wall is the cost, what other options may exist? If you oppose the wall because you believe it goes against the basis upon which this country was built, what can we do to maintain the foundation of our country as stated in the Declaration of Independence or in that beautiful poem in the hands of the Statue of Liberty? Folks, there's a way to come together and find solutions, but we've got to find our real reasons, our real desires, our real wants for what we are suggesting to be done. When we look beyond the construction of the wall and seek understanding of what it is we really desire, we can then come together. We can share thoughts and ideas and move toward solutions united. Granted, the actual construction of the wall may be out of our hands personally. However, we have the power within to find solutions that work for us. And from there, we are empowered to make changes in our communities, our states, our government, our world, our country, that support positive forward movement. Whether the wall is built or not will not determine our security or freedom. Those things are up to each of us. We determine how safe we feel, how free we feel, how peaceful and powerful we are. We must stop focusing on the negatives. We must stop the fighting, the blaming, the bickering, and the negative attacks. Until we do, we will move forward in a downward spiral of fear and negativity. When you find yourself focusing on the negative, stop. Breathe. Seek what it is you desire instead. All this negativity amounts to complaining. Now, let me tell you a little bit about complaining here. Complaining, whether it's done out loud or silently, whether it comes in the form of fighting, blaming, negative attacks, or bickering, however it shows up, merely blocks the energy needed to create something we desire. Complaining blocks our desires. We must change our energy and our vibration to that which attracts, to that of abundance and well-being. As I said before, we practice this action in situations other than our government as well. In fact, we do this in ways that do not even involve anything outside of ourselves. Most of us do this complaining, negative attacking, and bickering on ourselves as well. We need to call a time out and experience the transformation from negative to positive, from attacking to peace, for ourselves first. And then once we learn how to do it for ourselves, we can transform that and expand that out into the world. One of the ways we block our creative and transformative energy is through our regrets about our past. Regrets or any limiting and negative thoughts about ourselves are a form of complaining. So let me ask you a few questions here. How often do you wonder what life would be like if you had only done something different, made a different choice, taken a different step? Now, if you look at the answers to that question and you see negativity, regret, then you're in that negative pattern. You're in that pattern, that energy of complaining. How often do you criticize yourself due to past decisions, actions, and feelings? It's pretty obvious that if you are criticizing yourself, you are in the act of complaining. How much time have you allowed to slide by while stuck in the negative or depressed feeling or environment? It's not the reflection on our past that blocks our positive forward movement in life. I want to be clear. I want you to be very clear on this. It's not looking back that blocks us from moving forward with positive energy. The reflection, when done in a healthy and a positive way, can offer great insight. Those past experiences do not determine our experience of the present or future. It is the energy we give to those experiences and our reflection upon those experiences. Reflecting on a situation from our past can lead to empowering lesson when we allow it to do so. The trick, though, is to not get caught in that vortex of negative emotions and self-criticism that pull us into the dungeon of darkness. We must steer clear of complaining, even if that complaint is never expressed out loud. All too often, we get hung up in beating ourselves up over things that we did, or empowering negative self-beliefs over things that happened in our lives. Self-esteem takes a huge hit in many cases, and our forward movement sometimes seems to just come to a standstill. It seems to come to a standstill. It doesn't. It comes to a standstill because we're still adding that negativity in there, so we just feel like we're not moving. We are moving. We're just carrying all the stuff with us. Many people desire to hold on to the past, to cling to the way things used to be, or to tether themselves to someone they think should be in their lives. There's a cruel kind of comfort in what is familiar, so we cling too tight and for too long to pain and misery and self-loathing just so we can hold on to what's familiar. The feelings can become our normal, our default setting, if you will. As I mentioned earlier, forward is the only way to go. So what are you creating for yourself if you are clinging to negative experiences of your past? Change scares the daylights out of many of us, and to let go requires change on a multitude of levels. Letting go is uncomfortable, and it makes us feel that we are releasing the only stability we have. Letting go feels like failure for many people. Even if the situation we are releasing is negative and harmful to our well-being, the feeling of being out of control frightens us sometimes more than holding on tight, frightens us more than letting go. Referring back to the political theme that we had earlier, holding on to our fight to show someone that our side is right and the other side is wrong is a negative energy we are holding on to. We see others as wrong, which is an internal or maybe even an external complaint. And that complaint creates a block to all that we desire through our beliefs, our actions, and our expressions. We must release all beliefs, actions, and expressions that hold a negative vibration. And we must create actions, beliefs, and expressions that lift energy into the positive. In this, we create an open pathway to all that we desire. To remain the same puts us in a position to be constantly adjusting and fighting and scrambling just to make everything seem right in the world. This thing that we are holding on to is consuming so much of our time and energy and beliefs that we have nothing left to make changes in our lives. The forward movement always happens, no matter what we're moving towards and with. We get to choose whether that movement will be positive or negative, productive or destructive, healthy or harmful. We do have a choice. Okay, be sure you're tuned into this part right here. Listen very closely, please. No matter how stuck you think you are in your beliefs and actions, no matter how much a part of your life these beliefs, actions, and expressions may seem, you have a choice to do it differently. If you are not absolutely perfectly happy with your current life, you can choose again. You can make new decisions and redirect your forward movement to anything you desire. You can recreate your life right now. Now, creating a new life, a new attitude, a new energy may seem difficult. For some of you, it may actually seem impossible. Rest assured, the feelings of difficulty and impossibility are illusions. It is not impossible, and with the courage you find within your own heart, even the tiniest bit of courage, you can do what is best for you, and ultimately what is best for the world. Think about this for a moment. If I were to hand you a red-hot coal and lay it in your hands, how difficult is it for you to let go of that? You know, most of us are simply going to drop it to the ground. What happens if you do not? You get burned. Letting go of these negative experiences just as easy and just as necessary. Holding on to them does just as much or more damage than the hot coal would. Let's talk a bit about how this is done. Most people want to know, okay, it all sounds good. How do we do it? Since nearly all of our negative beliefs, actions, and expressions come from an internal or external complaint, we will focus on how to shift the behavior of complaining. How we do this, you can do with any negativity that you find within. If you can't find a way to attach that to a complaint, If it's negative, you can use this exercise. So this exercise can be applied to, like I said, any negative belief, any negative action, any negative expression. So just insert whatever you want to here. The primary tool that you need to make this beautiful transformation is awareness. So simply tune into you. Tune into your thoughts, your feelings, your energy. Create a practice where you do this multiple times each day. Eventually, you will be tuned in constantly, and that's our goal. But for now, make notes, set schedules, do whatever you have to do to remind yourself multiple times a day just to check in to your thoughts, your feelings, your energy. Again, we're not going to use any judgments here. Just check in. When you notice the energy of a complaint or any negative energy appearing in your life, call a timeout. Take a breath and become clear on what this energy is. Where is it directed? What is its origin? Just notice it. Even if you're unable to identify the origin, knowing that the negative energy is present is a huge first step. Now, see this energy as a withdrawal from your well-being account. Think of a bank account here, but instead of a bank account, it's a well-being account. This negative energy, this complaint, is a withdrawal from your well-being account, your self-esteem account, you might want to call it. Now, when you see this as a withdrawal, make two or more positive statements, either about the situation or about yourself. If you can create positive statements aimed at the cause of the negativity, perfect. If not, any positive statement will assist in getting you back on track to creating a positive life. Here's the importance of making two or more positive statements for each negative feeling. So remember, the negative statement, the negative feeling, or the complaint is a withdrawal from your well-being account. The first positive statement restores your well-being or self-esteem account to its original level. The second one, or third, or fourth, or however many you want to do, boost your account beyond where it was before, before the negative feeling, energy, whatever you want to call it, occurred. These statements can be done in your own mind. You can speak them out loud. You can write them down. Just do what feels most empowering to you. Now, many of you have heard me talk about mirror work. I suggest that you get in front of a mirror and you speak these positive statements to yourself while looking deeply into your own eyes and repeat the statement until you believe it. Now create a statement about the positive attribute that you hold within that empowers you to make this statement and to hold true to it. Let's go back to the political scenario we talked about earlier. When I find myself choosing sides or getting upset about the post that I've read, I tune into the energy. I notice that negative energy, not the post, but the negative energy. And I notice that that energy is a withdrawal from my well-being account. This is very important to know. It is the energy I give to the post that is negative. The post itself has no power over me. It is only as powerful as the energy I give to it. And this goes for anything in your life as well. Nothing has any power until you give power to it. And you can choose what power to give it. So anyway, I notice the energy that I give to the post, and I know that it is a deduction from my well-being account. I breathe into my own truth. I make a positive statement to counter that deduction. I then make a second positive statement to lift my energy beyond where it was before I read the post. And then if I need to make more positive statements, I will. Then I create a statement that speaks to the attributes I have within that empower me to own these two or more positive statements. Here's an example that it may go something like this. Because I am a strong and worthy man, I have the authority, power, and ability to choose energy that lifts me to my own well-being. You make up your own statement there, your own affirmation. But once you do, when it resonates in your own heart, write it down, post it up, put it on your phone so that you can access it easily. So make the positive statements to transform the energy and make an empowering statement about your truth to authorize the change that you desire. As I said earlier, we are going to move forward anyway. That is simply the way the entire universe has been put together. It is the only direction that we can go forward. Now, we can either go forward, kicking and screaming, trying to hold on to something just because we think that's the way it's supposed to be. Or we can go forward and release the past and open our arms wide for the beautiful possibilities that await us. The release of all that is no long that no longer serves us is in itself a wonderful forward flow. The peace that is available to carry us and the love and positivity that always surround us make it worth letting go of all that constricts us. So release everything that's holding you hostage. If one of your loved ones is held hostage, you do everything in your power to free them. Do the same for you. Move forward with positive energy. Move forward towards the life that you desire. Thanks so much for listening in today. Yesterday, I facilitated a class called Making 2019 Your Best Year Yet. This class was the first of many that I plan on presenting this year. My next class that I'm working on is going to happen in late February, and it will be about expanding love. And I'm going to let you know more and more about that as I get all of the details pulled together as far as the exact dates and times and locations and all of that. So please stay tuned to the show and also the website, and you'll find the information there. And speaking of my website, please visit www.kennybrixey.com, where you will be able to see the services I offer that assist you in realizing your own awesomeness. Thank you so much to Brent Carey and Mark at Empower. They have created this beautiful media that we can use to spread positivity. Until next week and beyond, transform your energy and move forward with positivity. Love and peace to you all.